My sisters and brothers, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that he does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
This has really been a very enjoyable morning for Bishop Mitch and Bishop Dennis and myself. We work so closely with all of you in one form or another, and especially around confirmations, and it's just good to get everybody together in the same area. There are some here who go back a long time with me on confirmation. I ran the then CYO Retreat House in Sparks from 81 to 84. Dick Tillman and I always did your parish's confirmation retreats, if you recall, and I would always come to the confirmation here at St. John's in 81, 82, and 83. How many of you did I work with at the retreat house on confirmation retreats in that time? Yep, Lauren. I tell you that just simply, yeah, to get a sense of the continuity. Some of you weren't born. I mean, just to show, yeah, just thanks, Dawn, just to show the length. How many of you here today, we have a lot of our professional staff here from parishes and central services, but we have a good number of volunteers here too. How many of you are volunteers in the confirmation program in your parish? Why don't you all stand a second? Now, stand up one more time. Backward. You don't have to applaud them. I just want the volunteers to stand up one more time. And how many of you have been volunteers more than 10 years? Okay. Thank you. That's, you can sit down again. That's just a great sign. I was here Sunday for confirmation, and Christina Jackson, in her letter to me, wrote the following. By being given the chance to be confirmed, I have been given the amazing opportunity to strengthen the union between God and myself. This period in my life is the time where I am beginning to decide what I want to do with my life, and I know for sure that I want Christ to keep me company in everything I do. This is what our day is about, being connected. It's a time when we are discussing how we stay connected, our young people with God, ourselves with our young people, after confirmation. It's so essential for their spiritual health, for the formation of themselves as disciples and witnesses and role models, and also for the growth of the church. The gospel talks about being connected. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine. Remain in me. I remain in you. Without me, you can do nothing. And by being connected, you will bear much fruit, become my disciples, and my Father will be glorified. Connected. We are connected to Christ as we live that out in our lives and model that for the young people. We give them a chance also to be focused on how important that is for their lives. As Christina said, this period in my life is the time where I am beginning to decide what I want to do with my life. And I know for sure that I want Christ to keep me company in everything I do.